business.
Arusha Homes. Room to grow. The road to Indian prosperity is paved with cheap and cheerful hostels.
If several hundred million Indians do migrate from the countryside to cities between now and 2050, as the UN expects, it will be a fiendishly busy few decades for Vivek Ahir, who runs a low-cost hostel, one of five on the outskirts of Pune, a well-off city 3 hours' drive from Mumbai. A fair few of the new arrivals will have their first experience of urban living bunking in one of the hostel's 1,350 beds. Should recent experience be anything to go by, most of the new arrivals will test Mr. Ahir's patience by tacking posters on his hostel's walls or endlessly complaining about the Wi-Fi. India has two main drags on economic growth. One is the difficulty of finding a job, especially in the places people live. The other is a chronic shortage of cheap housing. Arusha Homes, Mr. Ahir's employer, started in 2007 to help people seize economic opportunities far from home. Its rooms are basic and cheap. They include up to six beds, a bathroom for every three or four residents, some common areas and little else. Rent ranges between 3,500 and 10,000 rupees. That's $52 to $149 a month, including food. Most of Arusha's tenants are young, many of them taking first steps into the middle class as IT or business processing outsourcing professionals. Paying up to 6 month deposit for a city flat is beyond their means, as is the down payment for a motorbike that would allow them to live far from their employer.